birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Hi, my name is Meredith Kennedy, and I'm the director of the Innocence Network Support Unit. We're a department at the Innocence Project in New York, and among a variety of things that my team and I do to support the Innocence Network, principally, we organize this conference. So this is the fourth year that my team and I have planned and executed this conference, and it is by far the largest conference that that we've had in the 15-year history of this event. We have close to 800 people who are here with us in San Diego, and 200 of those are exonerated individuals, and then an additional 80 or 90 are family members of those exonerees. And even though this is the fourth year that I have been a witness to this event, I'm just always blown away by the feeling of fellowship that exists, and really just the family reunion vibe. And it is so much work, as you could imagine, to put on, but so, so worth it. And I just feel so incredibly blessed to get to do what I do.
Hi, this is Brooke, and you're listening to a very special episode of the Actual Innocence Podcast. Yesterday, Friday, March 24th, was the first day of the Innocence Network Conference taking place in San Diego, California. Right now, I'm recording this a little after midnight in my hotel room, and my heart is still overflowing with emotions from all the experiences that I had today. This episode is going to feature messages from over 10 exonerees, on top of messages from their support people, attorneys, and other people who came to support those who have been wrongfully convicted at this conference. Besides the sponsorships in this episode, I'm going to try to keep myself out of it as much as possible. Because, above all things, it's become so clear to me this weekend that the words spoken by the people whose lives have been most affected by wrongful conviction contain immense amount of power, and more than my words ever could. This episode has three amazing sponsors. I'm going to talk about one now and two in the middle. I'm really thankful for the sponsors who've helped support this podcast, including Les Totes, Blue Apron, and Simply Safe. I used to weigh 100 pounds more than I do right now, and having lost that much weight makes shopping for clothes really awkward. I can't always tell what fits right, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. So this is why I love Les Totes, a fashion subscription box that sends me brand name clothing and accessories right to my door. With Les Totes, I just rent my look and I get new clothes confidence basically every day without having to stress about hanging out in a dressing room. I just got my first Les Totes box right before coming to the Innocence Conference, and it made packing and being more confident in my wardrobe selections much easier. So, to get your own Les Totes box, all you have to do is go to letote.com, letote.com, and get started for as low as $39 a month. And if you enter promo code ACTUAL, you'll get 50% off your first month. Fill out your style profile and sign up to get a custom tote delivered right to your door. Wear what you want, return everything in the mail when you're done, and you'll get a new box within days. Again, that's letote.com. Enter my code ACTUAL and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door. My volunteer friend Casey and I started our morning out by setting up the sound equipment and preparing our table in the exhibit hall at the Innocence Conference. We have our table set up. We're getting ready to see what's going to happen. I am here with Casey,
yes,
my volunteer and hotel roomie for the night.
So our table, can you tell about the tablecloth since you made it?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a silhouette machine, which is amazing. I'm a little crafter.
Is that like the Cricut thing?
Yeah, it's like a Cricut, but it's so much better. But I just cut out some vinyl with our actual Innocence logo on it and ironed that on. So we have a fancy tablecloth so we look all professional so people know who we are and can come down and record today.
And I know, so I got here yesterday. Well, we both got here yesterday. And I have noticed that, like, there is this amazing vibe. Just that everybody seems happy.
Yes.
Or, like, and I think it's, like, this big sense of togetherness that the people here are accepting of me. And they know, like, what my struggle has been, and I think that it's been this amazing feeling. Have you noticed anything like that?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's almost like a family reunion. Like, it's amazing how many people that you just see in the hallways or in different rooms, and they're just, like, all walking up and hugging each other. Like, everybody's aware of who everyone is, and if you're not, like, I have never met any of these people, and everyone has been so welcoming and, you know, just taking me right in and talking to me and letting me know who they are and want to know more about us and our podcast and everything. So it's been awesome so far.
Yeah, we talked to, I didn't have my recording set up at the time, but Maria Shepherd came by this morning and she almost made me cry just because she was talking about how amazing it is to have a podcast or a play. And this is not me giving myself a pat on the back, but she was like, you know, thank you, Brooke, for like putting this out there and putting out even the lesser known stories. I mean, my dream that I was not going to tell anybody, but now I'm telling my bajillion listeners that I want to meet Amanda Knox. Like, I would really like for her to stop by and say hi. So Amanda Knox, if you're listening to this podcast, please, please, please stop by and say hi. But I love that some of the people on my podcast you would have never heard of if you didn't listen to my podcast before, and now they feel more validated in their struggle, and they know that people want to know about their struggle and they want to help them, and I think that that's amazing.
Right. Yeah, and I will give Brooke a pat on the back, and Maria was just bragging about her so much and how amazing this podcast is and how many lives she's affecting. She kept saying, you know, that we were affecting so many lives, and I almost feel guilty, like, when she kept bringing me into it, because I just volunteer, and I don't do near as much as Brooke does, and I feel like she never airs as much as, you know, she doesn't want to praise herself, and she's so humble in everything that she does, and I think that she deserves a bigger shout-out than she gives herself credit for.
But, you know, like, I love to bring the awareness, and I love to share, and I couldn't do it without volunteers. Like, you can't be, it's impossible to be a one-person show.
Right.
And so I appreciate the help that you all give me. And,
well, thanks.
And the listeners, too. I mean,
right.
A podcast without listeners is silence, mm-hmm. Really. And so it's not just the podcaster. It's not just the volunteers. It's everybody. It's you listening right now. It's those people that you hear in the background down there. You know, right down from us is we're kind of in the exhibit hall, but the exhibit hall is like six tables. And at the other end right now, the California Innocence Project interns. They have some merchandise. They're doing some interviews to find out what the exonerees' needs are, like what they need support with, which I think when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And everybody here is amazing, and they're supporting an amazing cause, and just the whole experience has overwhelmed me.
The hope was that people would come by and share a glimpse of their reasons why they were at the conference. It was a genius idea, and I wish I could take credit for it. But this idea was actually created by none other than Mr. Marty Tankliff, a well-known exoneree from New York. I was so happy to implement it, though. I'm going to play the clips pretty much back-to-back. But as you're listening, just notice all the various reasons that this group of people has come together at this conference. I'm going to start with the ladies.
Hi, all. My name is Anna Vasquez, and I'm one of the San Antonio Four. Recently exonerated November 23rd of 2016. I spent 22 long years fighting for my innocence for a crime that never occurred. Spent 13 years of my life in prison with the same concept of fighting for my innocence and the innocence of my friends. There's three others involved. In 1994, the allegations came about that we brutally raped two little girls. And back in the 90s, there was a lot of hysteria, and they associated homosexuality along with preying on children. Well, that's all been proven to be false, and thanks to the new junk law science, which we are one of the first cases to overcome that, the pediatrician that testified against us wrote an affidavit stating that that was all false testimony. So that helped to lead to our exoneration. We also have a documentary that was made. It's called Southwest of Salem, the story of the San Antonio Four. And I am here at the Innocence Network Conference as a new exoneree. My second time to the conference, but finally I can say that I am exonerated. And it's all over. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Denise Tristan, and Anna Vasquez is one of the San Antonio Four. She is my partner. I have been by her side since the day she was let out as a friend and ended up being her partner. These programs that are out here to help wrongfully convicted are strongly needed of funds and stuff to help other innocent people that were wrongfully convicted. Being at these conferences are eye-openers, very much. I mean, they give me chills because of the stories that are being told of people on death row who were able to be released but with the, I guess, DNA and their innocence. Being at one of these conferences is just overwhelming and gives me chills. And with Anna, fighting for her innocence through this journey was very, very hard as her partner, even though I wasn't her partner to begin with. I can only imagine what her family and friends had to go through, and missing so many important events in their lives, and then coming out of prison and being paroled and had to register as a sex offender, state and national, was really, really hard. Being her partner was also those things I signed up for being her partner. I had to take her to places that she had to have a roadmap, and following, you know, the maps that the parole officers give you, and couldn't really go anywhere outside of San Antonio without getting permission, you know, an order signed by a judge. And just, it's a really hard journey for anybody to endure. And I believe in the actual Innocence Project, the Texas Innocence Project, all of the Innocence Project and organizations.
Hi, my name is Cassandra Rivera, and I'm here because I have been exonerated by the Innocence Project of Texas. I was convicted of a crime in 1994. It was sexual assault on two children. By the grace of God, the Innocence Project stepped in, and they proved our innocence, and I'm a free woman, and this is an amazing experience.
Hey, my name is Claire Magole. I'm a professor of law from the University of Sheffield in the UK, and I'm here at this conference because I run a miscarriage justice review centre at Sheffield, and that's what I predominantly do with my life there, is run the centre. We have 12 clients and 45 students, and we work on those cases. And it's an absolute pleasure to be here, meeting so many inspirational people, not least having my photograph taken with Barry Jarrett earlier. And it's great to be here. Yeah, my Twitter is at C Magole, MCGOURLAY. LAY, not EY. Thanks.
Crystal Weimer. I'm here because I was falsely accused of the criminal homicide of Curtis Heath. It was 2004 when the case was. I just got fully exonerated June 27th, 2016. I'm from Fay County in Connersville, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Kimberly Miller H. I am here as a support person for Edward H., who I really believe will be here with us next year. Shout out to Truth and Justice with Bob Ruff for all that you're doing. Thank you.
My name is Hannah Riley, and I'm the Director of Communications for the New England Innocence Project. And I'm here because I want to help exonerees tell their stories.
My name's Neelam Sangvi. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I'm an attorney at the Pennsylvania Innocence Project. So this is the annual conference that we come to every year to connect with our exonerees and other lawyers who are doing this work.
Hello, my name is Betty Ann Waters. I'm from Rhode Island. Actually, I was at this conference 15 years ago when there were only under 100 people here, and now I think there's like 700 people here. I actually became a lawyer to help my brother who was imprisoned in Massachusetts. He spent 18 years in prison, and I went to law school, and at his request, of course, and actually did get him out with the help of the Innocence Project, and he was released in 2001. But unfortunately, he had passed away from a fall, and it was pretty tough taking that, but because of this conference in particular, I decided to come to 15 years ago, and it actually got me out of bed and on my feet and so happy to be part of this network. And I've been a part of it ever since, and I'm helping other people. Right now there's another one in Rhode Island that is out but not exonerated yet, but soon he will be, I hope. And I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amanda Knox. I'm here at the 2017 Innocence Network Conference in beautiful San Diego, and I'm here for the fourth time. This is my fourth conference, and I need it for my soul, and I love meeting every new exoneree who comes and who deserves to be loved by all the wonderful people who are here.
Hi, I'm David Harshita Wagner. I am a spiritual teacher and meditation instructor. I'm here at the Innocence Project conference to lead meditations and give a couple talks to the folks here. A couple of years ago, I was going to be in New York doing some teaching, and I got invited to come and lead a meditation at the offices for the Innocence Project. And I didn't really know, you know, why they invited me. It was a cool organization. So I said yes, and I went along. And it turned out that they meditate every week or twice a week in their office. And oftentimes they use my videos from Yoga Glow to guide their meditation. So they had been meditating with me for years already. So I did that meditation with them and connected with some of those folks, and they wanted me to come along and do some meditations here at the conference. It's interesting. I got here last night and was just hanging out in the bar talking to some of the people from the office, and I got to meet some of the exonerees, and I don't know. I definitely don't look like a lawyer. I have a beard and, you know, kind of longish hair. And the exonerees that I was meeting kept asking me, like, where are you out of? And I don't really know this world that much. And so I just thought that that was their way of asking me, you know, where do I live? And one of the people from the office explained that, you know, when they say, where are you out of, they're wondering, like, what correctional facility are you out of? They were assuming that I was an exoneree. And so, you know, it got me really thinking last night, like, yeah, what am I out of? Like, because, you know, in the spiritual awakening work that I teach, you know, we talk about the imprisonment of the mind and, you know, freedom and bondage in terms of, you know, our being. And so it was a potent question that I got from those guys. And, you know, I've been contemplating it all day. It's like, you know, what are the prisons that I'm out of, and what prisons am I still in? So some potent stuff to think about.
Before moving on, we need to take a 2-minute break to hear from our sponsors. I just moved to a new house with a roommate, and we both have very busy schedules, but we both love Blue Apron because in less time than it takes us to order a pizza, we can have a fresh home-cooked meal. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the United States. They've established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. and can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. Some of the upcoming meals include salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli, and spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/actual. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/actual. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. In my new house, I like to make sure that everything is safe and secure, especially when I know I'm going to be flying across the country to, you know, something like an Innocence conference. Because I'm on a budget, I don't want to be like the thousands of people who get ripped off by home security companies who trick you into believing that it's your only option. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there is a better way to protect your home. I use SimpliSafe Home Security, and I love that SimpliSafe has no contracts, none. And you get award-winning 24/7 protection, named Best in the Industry. And it's just $14.99 per month. That's less than half of what most companies charge. So, protect your home the smart way. Visit simplisafe.com/innocence to check out their new high-definition camera. Plus, you can get 10% off any order. But that's only at simplisafe.com/innocence. So go now, simplisafe.com/innocence.
My name is Paul Smith, and I'm here because my brother was recently exonerated from death row in Delaware in January 2017.
Hello, my name is Isaiah McCoy, and I'm a member of Witness to Innocence. Recently exonerated from the death row in Delaware after 7 years of wrongful imprisonment and false imprisonment for a crime that I did not commit. I represented myself throughout the trial in numerous stages throughout my process. I was blessed to be represented by two wonderful attorneys, one by the name of Herbert Mondros and one by the name of Michael Wiseman. And I was found not guilty in a judge trial. I was cleared of all charges and released. I'm now acting as an activist against the death penalty, against wrongful convictions, and against mass incarceration, and also against police brutality. I'm from Delaware, but I have recently moved to California in order to further find resources and train as an activist. As it seems, the West Coast is more experienced, so I hope to take some of that experience and take it to the East Coast. I am attending the Innocent Network Conference in San Diego and just seeking to network and join together. My email is IsaiahGFMcCoy@iCloud.com. Anyone seeking to give donations or anyone that needs help pertaining to the death penalty and things of that nature, we are willing to help. Just reach out and contact us. Thank you.
My name's Herb Mondros. I'm an attorney in Wilmington, Delaware. I have recently represented a client named Isaiah McCoy who became Delaware's first exoneree. He served almost 7 years in prison, most of it in solitary confinement on death row, before he was awarded a new trial and acquitted of all charges at that trial. And it's amazing and inspiring to be here at this conference with Isaiah and all these other exonerees who all have amazing stories. And one of my goals in coming here was to see whether there would be a place for an Innocence Project in Delaware and to see how to go about starting that organization. And so far, it's we're one workshop in and a great breakfast, and it's been an amazing experience already.
All right. My name is Eric Bowles. I am an exoneree of a wrongful imprisonment that took place in the Central American country of Nicaragua in 2006. I was wrongfully convicted of robbery, rape, and murder, and I was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Was fortunate to be declared not guilty after a tireless effort on behalf of my friends and family and just a massive international coalition that came together and ultimately culminated in me being released in an appellate court. I'm an American, and I was wrongfully imprisoned in a foreign country. And like a lot of the Americans who are wrongfully convicted abroad, my case had a unique amount of media attention. And that resulted in a book deal and a speaking tour and a media tour when I got home. And I started getting contacted by families and law firms and NGOs. And they were saying, hey, we're dealing with a difficult situation overseas. Can you offer some advice? And initially, I just said, sure, I'd be happy to talk to you. And organically over time, it just became clear that there was a real need for sort of a private embassy or a consultancy that could help navigate people through that learning curve that they go through. So today, the organization is called the David House Agency. We specialize in freeing Americans that are wrongfully imprisoned in foreign countries, especially where there's cultural or political undertones complicating the obtainability of justice. And I am a member of the Innocence Network, and I am an exoneree, but I'm also a crisis manager, and I'm fortunate enough to be here in this conference with three of the men and women that we've freed from wrongful imprisonment in foreign countries.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel Huang, and I'm 15 years old. In 2012, my family went to the Middle East, and my dad was working as a water engineer. And while we were there, my eight-year-old sister died one night unexpectedly. And then that began about a year and a half of nightmare for my family, as my parents were arrested on the charge that they killed my sister to sell her organs. And my brother and I were put in an orphanage that was run by the by the government of the country in the Middle East, and for months we did not see my parents. But thankfully, for Innocent Project of California and David House Agency, they worked hard, and now my family are reunited and starting to heal. And so that's one of the reasons I actually came to this conference, is to start to guide you of healing. And path to start on that path, and I came also to encourage the Innocent Project, because they are doing a great job, and it's a job that we need more people to be aware of, that there are many people there who are innocent and wrongly convicted by the justice system, and that needs to be fixed. And we know that God is a God of justice, and so we should go into that path.
Hi, my name is Charles Jason Baldwin, and I was wrongfully convicted and spent 18 years in prison for something I didn't do, and I want you to know that this could happen to anybody. It can happen to you. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Daniel Villegas. I was wrongfully convicted in El Paso, Texas. I spent 19 years in prison for a capital murder offense that I didn't do. I came out in January 14th, 2014. And I'm at the Innocent Project. I've been here. This is my second one. I love it. It's awesome. This is the only place I can really come to where people can relate to me, being that, you know, other exonerees, and, you know, hanging out with Ryan Ferguson and Amanda Knox is cool. And, we just do a lot of dialogue. We do a lot of stuff that, you know, that talk about a lot of our issues that we can't normally talk to other people about, because they won't understand where we're coming from. So it's really cool.
Hi, my name is Joe, and I was falsely incarcerated in San Jose, California in 1984. I was paroled in 1993 and fought for clarification, or rather exoneration of my name, and I was not exonerated until 2012, and I am here at the Innocence Project Conference in San Diego to be amongst like-minded individuals. I have found that it has been extremely therapeutic to congregate with the men and women who have also suffered like I have, and that is why I'm at this conference.
My name is Joseph Amran, and I'm from the state of Missouri, and I spent 17 years on death row. I was released July 28, 2003, so I've been out 14 years. I'm blessed. I'm shocked that there's people here who also has been on death row, and all the exonerees and everything, and I just want people to know that this is something that we need to straighten out.
Good afternoon. My name is Reginald Griffin. I am an exoneree. I served 31 years, 10 years on death row. I was exonerated, and I came home December 14, 2012. I've been home 4 years. I am at the convention in San Diego, and I'm happy to be here to meet people and share my story. It's been a really nice experience meeting so many people in so many walks of life, and I'm going to enjoy my stay here. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mario Cacharo. I was wrongfully convicted in Illinois in 2013. I am the only case in the history of the United States to be tried as a felony murder by way of intimidation. It hasn't ever happened in the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, or any other of the common law countries. There was no body in my conviction. It was merely statements made by people that were incarcerated looking to go home. Fortunately, one of the people that made those statements later came out on national television and said the truth, that I wasn't involved, and that the prosecutor coerced him into saying it in order to get him to go home. And I was fortunate enough to have a national television program, 2020, cover it. That is the reason I am free. My case was an anomaly.
Yeah, this is Dante Rollins here at the Innocence Conference in San Diego, California. And it's fun. It's amazing out here. Meet some extraordinary people. And this is for Brooke and Casey for the podcast. It's for everybody.
So, until next time, I'm Brooke. Thanks for listening. Visit our website, www.actualinpod.com, to see our calendar, ways to support the show, and pictures of the conference. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as ActualInPod. And we have a Facebook discussion group. You just have to search for us and ask to join. The Actual Innocence Podcast is produced and hosted by Brooke Giddings. And this weekend, and specifically today, she received a ton of help from Casey Weber, and I'm so grateful that she was able to be at the conference with me. Thanks for listening.